Internet control tonight is KN480, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have W4FCM, Fred, checking in from Traveler's Rest, and Miss Isla, N4IEI, also checking in from Traveler's Rest. Next, I have Mr. Carroll, checking in from Greenville, KM4RGX. And then Ken, checking in from Greer, KN4TFW. Leroy, checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Landon, checking in from Dacusville, KG4WNP. Bill, checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH. My husband Mark, checking in from the other room, W2MJB. And that's it for the early check-ins. All right, next we'll go to, we'll hold off on Echolink for a few minutes. Looks like there's a station that's going to be checking in a few minutes. So we'll go ahead and start. This is, let's see, Monday night. No, that's my usual night. Trick ya. This is Friday night. Whew, glad it's not the beginning of the week yet. We got the weekend to look forward to. All right, so we're going to start with Uniform Through Zulu tonight. If your call sign ends with, if the last part of your call sign is one of those letters in the group Uniform Through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Andy, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. That is K4ZZX. Name is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're negative and negative, but we're sending 73s to all on the net. Thanks for calling the net. Everybody have a good night now.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Paris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. It's nice to have you join us on the radio, and thank you for your well wishes. Next, I'd like to recognize Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. I hope you have a good Friday evening as well, Mr. Tommy. Thank you for coming on and checking in on the net tonight. All right, anyone else in the group Uniform through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Bill checking in from Greenville, KO4ACA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill. All right, I'm going to move us to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Evening, Wendy, TK4DMW, that's Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, TK4OMO, that's Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, KN4MOQ, that's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HTP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Edmond. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4HTP. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in November 4 Delta Julia Charlie in 4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, no traffic, no comments tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For HTP. Thanks. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net tonight.
KN4HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling that tonight, Wendy.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy, and the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Wendy, and Mark, and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. You're sounding good on the radio tonight, Mr. Rick. Thank you for checking in. He brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Inman, KO4AOW. You've got a crystal clear signal coming in tonight, David. All right, next we have Jerry, checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. Hope you have a good evening as well. Then I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for joining us at the radio tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Dave, thanks for checking in tonight. Thanks for all the work you do to help the net keep running smoothly. Next, I'd like to welcome Gary, KI4DOS. Checking in from Easley. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Gary. And he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary. It's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Charlie and everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. And for HHC, Warren and Taylor is negative and negative tonight.
HTP, please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Wendy, and Mark, and everybody on the net. And I hope you have a great weekend. Just check me in and out, please.
4HTP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Chandler, and stick around. I haven't talked to you in a while, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Warren, checking in from Taylor's, N4HHC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Warren. Next, I'd like to welcome Dan, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dan. Hope you have a good weekend as well. Next, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And I have you down for some rag chew later. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. For Echo November Delta. Thanks, buddy. I'm in Taylor.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Buddy, checking in from Taylor's, KA4END. I like your call sign there, Buddy. It's fun. Thank you for checking in tonight. Nice to have you joining us on the radio tonight. All right, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Hi, Wendy. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIE, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all the net, 73.
4HTP. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. And out, Kilo, Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Danny, and Gastonia, Gaston County, and 73s in the net. Y'all have a good one.
For HTP, please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 73.
HTP. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
For HTP, in the net, please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
For HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim at Travelers Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and good evening to all on the net this evening.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dennis, checking in from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Dennis. Next, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. Good to hear you on the radio, Mr. James, and I hope you have a good evening as well. Next, I'd like to recognize Dave, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, checking in from Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Hope the two of you have a good evening as well. Next, I'd like to recognize Mr. Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Andy. Thank you for joining us. Next, I'd like to welcome Larry, checking in from Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to recognize Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Hope you have a good evening, Mr. Duncan, and thank you for checking in tonight. And then I have Jim, checking in from Traveler's Rest, KO4LAO. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. Hope you have a good evening out your way. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. It's Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Wendy. 73 to you, and thanks for calling the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jeff, checking in from Ware Place, KO4JQX. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio, Jeff. It's good to hear you. All right, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group at this time, and that is Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, if you're ready to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Wendy, thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Lord and Edmund, I don't know if you were listening Wednesday night, but Gary almost hit the 60 check-in mark. He had 59 check-ins. So maybe we'll get that 100 here in a little while. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3.
HTP. Whiskey 4, Mike Bravo Charlie, W4MBC. Larry in Greenville, new to checking in on this net. I have negative and negative. Good evening.
HTP. Which again, Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. It's great to hear that Gary had almost 60 check-ins on Wednesday. That is awesome. Let's see. Next, I'd like to welcome Larry, checking in from Greenville, W4MBC. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry. We're here every night at 9 and love to have you come along and listen in and check in. So thank you for joining us tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome Matt, checking in from West Greenville County, WG4MC. Matt is another one of our net controllers, and Walt is also, too, and Gary. I've been talking about three of them just now. So anyway, we enjoy the net and love everybody coming along and checking in. I appreciate everybody taking the time out of their schedule to check in with us. And thank you, Matt, for checking in tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity for anyone in the group, Mike through Papaw, if you'd like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Thank you. KHTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
So, in Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, and that's Tom. And also check in my bride, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, and that's Angie. Tacoma, negative and negative.
HTP. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lima, negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay. 4 Tango Delta Tango, Timothy, I'm mobile in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tom, checking in from Tacoa, KD4TWP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tom. And he brings along Miss Angie, KG4LKA. Thank you for checking in tonight. Please pass our greetings along to Miss Angie, and I hope you have a good evening out that way. Next, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. It's good to have you check in. Next, I'd like to welcome Timothy, checking in mobile near Spartanburg, W4TDT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Timothy. It's good to have you with us around the radio tonight. And I hope that rain has stopped by now. I sure got drenched earlier today out on errands. I was unprepared. Anyway, we'll give another opportunity at this time for anyone who wants to check in, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, anyone who hasn't checked in yet that would like to, please call KN4HTP or net control.
So for Zulu, Chief in Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight if you can hear me.
Please check in KO4HKX, Patrick up in Penrose.
Net control, please check in Kilo 4 Echo Charlie Mike, K4ECM Mobile. This is Andy in Greenville.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from North Carolina, KE4ZHF. Thank you for checking in tonight, Keith. I hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4AKX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Patrick. And then I'd like to welcome Andy, who is mobile in Greenville, K4ECM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Andy. Is there anyone else at this time, Alpha through Zulu? We're going all the way through the alphabet. Anyone that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Correction, Patrick is KO4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Correction, this was KO4 ISG. You got me down as Dave. It's Danny, Delta Alpha November, November Yankee. Delta Alpha November, November Yankee.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I appreciate those corrections. I like to have my logbook as close to perfect as possible. So I appreciate Danny coming along and correcting. I have you updated now to Danny and not Dave. KO4ISG, thank you for helping me out with that. And then, Patrick, I have corrected your call sign, KO4HKX. Thank you for calling me back on that. I really appreciate it. All right, is there anyone else at this time, Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
TP, here
here is Whiskey Delta 4, Romeo Bravo X-ray. Rich in Townville. No traffic, no round table. Good evening.
Don, Carolina.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Rich, WD4RBX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rich. I hope you have a good evening. All right, well, we'll do take a break from the radio check-ins, and we'll go to Echolink. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome my friend John, checking in from North Carolina, KN4RJN. Thank you for joining us tonight. Glad you're safely at your new place, I'm assuming. So, thank you for coming along tonight. All right, is there anyone else at this time? Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. I had an awesome group tonight, and I appreciate every one of you coming along on the radio and checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. At this time, I'd like to check on my friend Harry, KC4EZN. Done any camping lately?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. No, sure haven't. Getting outdoors with a group of people is something that we haven't done recently. Scout troop I work with is chartered to one of the Methodist churches, and at least in the Western North Carolina Conference, they highly recommended. Basically, that they shut down, and this is a small church, and their issue was after you use the facility, it needs to be sanitized, and they just did not have the resources to do that, so they just said, we're closing down. So, and that kind of shut down what our scout troop's doing, but some of us are still plugging along doing other things, Not in our regular meeting. I've been teaching merit badge classes, and one of them is backpacking, believe it or not. And I've actually had several scouts complete the whole merit badge, which requires that you take a 2-mile backpacking trip, three 15-mile trips, and a 30-mile trip spread out over a week. They had done this at home earlier with a counselor in their neighborhood and had those requirements already completed, so basically they had to do the bookwork, which is what I've been doing. But the only time I've been outdoors is to get the newspaper and the mail, and I've moved some firewood around and some things like that, but not really. And then I'm glad you clarified that it was Friday, because if it was Monday, there's three or four things that I had on the calendar that I would have missed if tonight were Monday, and one of them would have been teaching one of those merit badge classes. So I'm glad you clarified that early on, Wendy. Between you and John moving things around, you had my week turned around, too. So we're bouncing back in your court for a minute here. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. Yeah, I just am so in the habit of calling the net on Mondays that I get on and I'll tell you it's Monday no matter what day of the week it is. And the only difference there is that we start with a different alphabetical group for check-ins, and so I do have to think about it. Wait, we're not starting with Echo through Hotel. We're starting with something else. So, but yeah, John and I, well, we didn't really swap, but I volunteered. No, he asked me. He asked me, and I said yes to call the net tonight, which I'm happy to do. So that's how that switcheroo worked out. And, yeah, I was thinking now if it really was Monday, did I rewind and give us, you know, four extra days? Or did I fast forward and short us the weekend? And I decided in my mind I had fast forwarded us and shorted us the weekend. So I'm glad I made that correction because, you know, I control time and the rotation of the planet and everything. So that would have been a bad call. I got caught out in the rain today on some errands, and my jacket was cotton, and it just got wetter and wetter and wetter, and I got colder and colder and colder. It was my own fault. I knew it was raining, but I thought it was supposed to let up. So I thought, oh, it'll just be a few sprinkles, and I'll be fine, and it didn't let up all afternoon when I was out there, so... Still have cold feet right now, but the rest of me is all warmed up, so... I tried a new recipe tonight for pork shoulder roast. Is that something, well, you wouldn't want to do that in a Dutch oven. Is that something you've tried, though? Have you got a good recipe for that one?
4-HTP, KC4EZN. Not a pork shoulder roast. Generally, camping, we cut our meat up into small bite-sized pieces before we cook it. And that's basically, you know, camping at all. Although, just remember that a Dutch oven is just a great big pot. The story behind the Dutch oven is that when the Dutch, and I think that's what they were called then, first started trading with the Native Americans in North America, one of the things they brought with them was an iron pot, which was new to the North American continent, and since they were Dutch, that's how it got its name. And you know, they're camping Dutch ovens that you could sit in the fire, and they have a little rim around the edge of the lid that will hold the charcoal briquettes on it. And then there's other Dutch ovens that you put in your oven at home. But one of the things that I have cooked in it, because it was very easy to fix and made a good quantity and was very tasty, was to take Bavarian sauerkraut, which is not chopped, it's stringy, and it's not quite, not sure what the right word is for the Western North Carolina sauerkraut. Somebody told me they didn't like to eat rotted cabbage, but that's not quite the same thing. It's not rotted, it's fermented. But anyway, take Bavarian sauerkraut. It's got caraway seeds in it. Put a layer of that in the bottom of the pan. Layer of pork chops over how many people you've got to feed, and then cover those up with the rest of the sauerkraut. And for the two of us, two pork chops and one can of the Bavarian sauerkraut in a rectangular baking dish works real well. And that turns out really tasty, and then throw a couple other vegetables with it, and you've got a meal. So, yeah, I do have a recipe, but not for that big a piece of the pig. A little bit thinner slices. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. That does sound good. The problem I have is I'm the only one in my household that likes sauerkraut, but I'm going to go visit my dad sometime soon, and so I will try that on him, because he lived in Germany for a few years, both when he was young and when he was old, so he appreciates sauerkraut, I know, so I'm definitely going to give that one a try. Mark and I ordered a Dutch oven. We wanted to try doing kettle corn in it. And then I wanted one that I could use in the indoors in the oven, where it didn't have the feet on it, and it doesn't have the indented lid to put coals on top. But when it came in the mail, it was broken. I guess it had been dropped, and it's cracked in a couple of places, and I was really surprised. I just hadn't pictured that you could drop something like that. First of all, I wouldn't want to lift it up high enough to drop it, hard enough to damage it, but I just didn't really picture you being able to break a cast iron Dutch oven. You know, it just seemed like it would dent and not crack, but this one did, so We waited a while to see if the company was going to want us to ship it back, but they didn't. So I'm waiting to make sure they've refunded our money, and then I'll go ahead and order a new one for us. But it's sitting here in my kitchen. I'm waiting to have a. Well, I think I'm gonna buy a turkey and do a turkey in it for the first thing I try. But all this Dutch oven talk we've been doing has been a lot of fun, and I am trying new things in those ovens.
HTP KC4 EZN. Well, I say, just keep in mind, it is a big metal pot. I'll offend some people who are really into Dutch oven cooking. Chet, KE4VXC, who's one of the net managers on the 6600 net on Saturday night, is a big Dutch oven person. I mean, he's got, I've forgotten how many hundreds of pounds, and it may be thousands of pounds of different kinds of Dutch oven things, you know, frying pans, and they come everything from one that takes two people to pick up to one that you can barely cook a biscuit in, but he's got all that. And about anything that you can cook, you can do in a Dutch oven. I know one Christmas, my parents came up for the weekend and for Christmas dinner. And the wife and I had decided that this was not going to be a spend all day in the kitchen Christmas dinner. So she made a broccoli and cauliflower salad, and I think maybe a cranberry salad. And then I bought some Cornish hens and cooked those in the Dutch oven out in our driveway. And, borrowed a couple from the scout troop. And those you can put two hens in that size Dutch oven. And, you know, my mother didn't understand why I kept running outside. And I got tickled. Our son came in, and he says, "What in the world are we?" He says, "We're cooking Christmas dinner out in the driveway." I says, "Yeah." Then my mother began to catch on, but when I got everything cooked, cut that Cornish hen, and I got the biggest ones they had in the supermarket. You know, Cornish hen's not big to start with, but cut those in half, and that made a nice serving per person, and had the salad and some other stuff, and I think my mother had brought up a cake, had that for dessert. But we did not smell the house up with all kinds of cooking, and we did not spend all Christmas morning in the kitchen. So it was really, really neat. It's KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. Harry, that sounds really nice. I've heard you talking about the Dutch ovens, and then I've seen a couple of cooking shows, and I decided to use them more often. And what I really like in the regular kitchen is using them because they can go from the stovetop to inside the oven. So I don't have to, you know, do something in the skillet and then move it to a different pan to bake it or anything. I can just go, you know, all in the same pan, do stovetop this, and then stick it in the oven to finish off. So I'm finding them very convenient. The only downside is scrubbing them because, you know, they don't just, well, you can't just stick them in the dishwasher. But I'm willing to do that. So far, has not been a problem. I'm really enjoying it. So it's a kind of a new path I've taken with my cooking, and we are all enjoying it.
We'll probably turn you off a little bit, but if you get a real cast iron Dutch oven, you don't wash it. Basically, you fill it up with cooking oil, maybe not completely full, but a third full with cooking oil, put it in the oven and bring it up to, I don't know, 350 or so. And periodically you take a a basting brush or something like that and spread that cooking oil all over the inside of that Dutch oven and also on the inside of the lid. And after, I don't know, a couple of hours of cooking in the oven, you turn it off and let it cool down, and the next day you take that oil and I'm not real sure I would say I would use it again, but dispose of it properly, preferably don't pour it down your sink drain, because neither your septic tank or your city sewer system likes that kind of stuff. But basically dispose of the oil and wipe it down, and that makes that was the original nonstick coating, was that black shiny surface that you see on very well used cast iron. And basically you scrape whatever stuck to it off, and then you wipe it down, wipe it out real good, and eventually you take some cooking oil and re-oil it and put it in the cupboard. But washing it with anything that is called soap is, and if you're a diehard Dutch oven person, that is about as close to committing a sin as you're going to do when you cook, is to wash that Dutch oven with soap. Now, if you've got one that's got one, you know, porcelain coating and stuff like that, that's a different story. But real cast iron, and I would bet if your cast iron Dutch oven broke in shipping, it's probably Chinese cast iron. Their cast iron is a little more brittle than, like, if you buy a Lodge or something like that. You just have to be a little bit more careful with them, but it's still an enjoyable pot. With that, I think we'll say 73 if there was a second shift coming. They probably already come. But anyway, enjoy talking to you, Wendy, and glad it's Friday and not Monday, because I still got two or three things on the calendar to do. So with that, we'll say 73, Wendy. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to talking to you whenever next time is. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. Thanks, Harry, for those tips. Yeah, I usually scrub them with water and a scratchy pad, and then I put them on the stovetop to heat them up and make sure all the water's gone, and then I wipe them down with oil again. So, but your way sounds like it's going to definitely get into all the little cracks and crevices, so I will definitely look into that when it's time to re-shine them with oil. So, thanks. I've enjoyed chatting with you too, Mr. Harry. Thank you very much. All right, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone at this time that would like to check in? We're welcoming all of the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Any call sign at all, please call KN4HTP or net control.
TP, this is WB4FEE Dan over Northern Simpsonville with a comment for you.
Go ahead, Mr. Dan.
Roger, just listen in on the comment there and help to pick up on this. If you're talking about cast iron, you definitely do not want to cook anything tomato-based in these pots. It will, the acid in the tomatoes will leach these things out there, over.
Thank you for that tip. That just hasn't come up yet, but I certainly would have done it without you letting me know. So, thank you. You saved at least one of my pans tonight. I appreciate that tip. Thanks for joining in for comment. Have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. Thanks for taking the net for me tonight, Wendy.
KN4RJN, you are very welcome. I enjoy calling the net. I've done it, it's been more than a year, a couple of years, I guess, and I just get more comfortable, so I appreciate the opportunity to add an extra day here or there. So, how are things at the new house? Are you having fewer bad adventures and more good adventures up there?
Well, most of the furniture is still down in South Carolina, so we've got a chair table in the kitchen, air mattress, and a trundle bed, and the rest of the house is pretty much empty except for boxes. My wife's coming up Sunday. I brought up two of the cats. She's going to come up with the other cat and the dog Sunday, and then we have to head back down to South Carolina on Tuesday or Wednesday. We're scheduled to get our COVID shot down there and then pack up some more stuff and drag it up here, and then the movers come on the 10th. So we're, you know, living between two houses, one of which has furniture and the other one doesn't.
I always would prefer the place that has the actual bed, but a small bed and an air mattress you can get by on for a while. Do you mind me asking what location you are getting your COVID vaccination at?
Somewhere there in Spartanburg. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I've got the little paper that's got our information on it and patient number and all that kind of happiness. But it's, I think it's with Prima Health, maybe. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I'm glad that the vaccinations are available again, and I'm glad that you have an appointment to get it. So I hope everybody who's who's listening in, if anybody still is, it's good to know they're available, and everybody's able to get their vaccinations that they'd like to. I know it's going to make a big difference to life getting back closer to what we called normal last year. So congratulations on getting an appointment. So are those two cats going to keep you warm tonight, or are they loners?
You cut out a little bit there, but we've got gas heat up here, and we've got gas fireplace, which is keeping me warm right now. And then the cats have been real clingy. They didn't enjoy the ride up, so they've been laying on top of me here most of the afternoon, so they'll keep me warm.
Well, it's good to hear that they've got company. Their, what do you call it, their emotional support human is with them.
Roger, I'm pretty much their emotional support humans as well. But these two aren't usually that clingy, but they did not enjoy the ride up. So I tried to open, none of them didn't eat her, so she didn't get as big a dose. She actually managed to get out of her box on the way, last few miles up here. So I rode the last few miles up here with a cat on my lap.
She was more comfortable there. That made me remember when Mark and I moved down here to South Carolina. We were coming down from Indiana, and we were both driving, the trucks you rent and can fill with all your stuff. And it was a big truck. I mean, to me, it was a big truck. It wasn't like a pickup. It was bigger. Like you had to, I felt like I was climbing a ladder to get into the cab. And I had the cat with me, and so I guess he had the dog with him. But anyway, that cat, she would not be quiet, and so I finally let her out, and she curled up in the windshield. So the whole way down, I have this little black cat in the windshield, which, you know, it was nice because I always knew where she was, but it just was funny to me that was where she was comfortable. It wasn't next to me or on my lap or on her blanket or anything like that. It was in the windshield.
Roger, she just wanted to see where she was going.
My dog is my greyhound. I took her with me in the we have a little Neon. And I put her in the back seat, and I rolled the back window down enough that she could put her head out. And one time I went and I rolled it down on the driver's side, and the next time I went, I rolled it down on the passenger side, and then I decided I liked her to stick her head out the passenger side more because then she didn't occasionally get her hot breath on the back of my neck, or, you know, she has bad dog breath. So I started to just force her to use the passenger side by not rolling down the driver's side, and she would stand on the driver's side anyway when the window was not down because that was what she preferred, and I finally decided she had a better view of our left turns. I mean, I don't know. Why would she care? But she definitely has a preference for being on the left side of the car in the back seat.
Roger, one can never tell with animals, but in any event, I'm going to have to back on out of here, Wendy. It was good chatting with you. And again, thanks for taking over the net for me tonight. Hopefully I get my radio and connections all squared away up here and be able to get back on the net. But we'll talk at you later. You tell Mark we said hi. 73's KN4RJN, clear.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for joining us tonight, John, and I'll substitute for you anytime. Wish we were keeping you longer, and I hope you have a good evening. Is there anyone that I've missed for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in anybody all the way through the alphabet with your call sign. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. All right. Is there anyone on EchoLink that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
And Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray. Negative, negative, passing through.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Think I got KC9BEX. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
In tonight. I hope you have a good evening. All right. This is just for your information. We had 49 check-ins, so I appreciate everyone taking the time to check in. And it looks like our friend Ariel will be running the net tomorrow night, and his call sign is NY4G. I will submit my net report electronically, and I'll break for just a minute while I send that in, and the repeater should announce that. So hold on.
Play check in. Finished the 6-meter net over on the Barawala Mountain. This is W4IOE, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, and I'm sorry to come in so late. Appreciate you taking my check-in. Thank you, Wendy. You and Mark have a good evening and a great weekend. W4IOE.
This is KN4HTP. No problem at all. W4IOE. Thank you for coming to join us tonight. I'm glad the timing worked out. You just missed John. He was on Echo. Excuse me. He was on Echo Link, but it looks like he signed off. So I appreciate you checking in. So that moves my check-in number up to 50. That's good for me. So I really appreciate that. All right, hold on, and I will submit my report electronically. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.